You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White looks back to the early 1400s and the mystery surrounding the Voynich manuscript.
From the 15th century comes a compelling textual mystery that continues to perplex scholars of the 21st century. The Voynich manuscript is a text that is carbon dated to the mid-1400s, but is completely unreadable. That's right. The entire 2-inch thick manuscript is written in a language that no one can read, and as yet no one has been able to decipher its coded meaning, if there is any at all. Upon examination, the book appears as many other medieval texts, beautifully illustrated with drawings of common things, plants, trees, and flowers, although none of the depictions appear to represent any known species. The book also includes drawings that may represent attempts at alchemy, and even some depictions of celestial bodies. The letters are symmetrically and artistically placed upon the pages, but in a language that appears to have been completely made up by its author. Incidentally, the book has no named author, and it also bears no title or other introductory inscription. It is one of the greatest mysteries to come from the late Middle Ages or early Renaissance. Having no title, the manuscript is named for Wilfrid Voynich, who was an early 20th century book collector. The oral tradition that accompanied his purchase of the manuscript in 1912 was that it had been in the possession of the Holy Roman Emperor Rudolf II, who believed it to be the work of Roger Bacon. Adding to the mysterious intrigue of the manuscript was the allegation by Voynich that the seller of the manuscript to Rudolf II had been none other than Dr. John Dee, the official occult seer at the court of Elizabeth I in 16th century England. The manuscript was later in the possession of the Jesuits, for the chain of custody for the manuscript brings us to 1903, when it was transferred from the Jesuit order to the Vatican Library. However, before it was officially entered into the inventory of the papal libraries, Voynich was able to procure it for his own private collection. The reasons for this remain as mysterious as the manuscript itself, for no one to this day knows what connection the collector might have had to either the Jesuits or the Vatican that permitted such a transfer. Voynich seems to have been convinced that the text held great medieval secrets, perhaps even the code to alchemy. He was quoted as saying that the text would reveal secrets more miraculous than anything the modern man could know. But of course, no one has yet been able to decipher its meaning. Codebreakers have worked extensively with the manuscript to no avail. One group did just that for over 40 years. Linguistic experts have studied the manuscript with no conclusions. Which brings us back to the beginning of this tale, that perhaps the manuscript never had any meaning beyond a whimsical work of art, the product of medieval or early modern imagination. The fascination with the text persists to the current generation, however, given the ongoing attempts to crack the code on the popular Reddit website. Does it contain secrets of alchemy? Information about a constructed fantasy world of the Middle Ages? Conspiracy legends abound in every age, and what better place to project them than onto a mysterious medieval text, so far removed from its unknown author and creator, so far removed from the era that produced it, for completely unknown reasons.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.